Morning, welcome to the bet slip on Saturday the 11th of May. Now we've had tears again this morning. The picture on Twitter that I've put with this podcast, my beloved lady wife, I do love animals, she bought me a picture called Bond of Brothers by David Lloyd. He's a photographer of two lions. It's a meter big. Well, about a meter by 60 centimeters in the frame, about a meter and a half. It is absolutely stunning. And I've put it up in my cinema room, and she has bought it. And it, for me being a good husband, a good father, and an all-round good egg. So there you go, that's what happens after 20-odd years of marriage. It's absolutely stunning. Don't know whether that's your sort of thing, but it is. Brightened my day up and got me all emotional again, but it's bloody lovely. Right, we have. I've put the pod horses up. Let's do today's and get that out. It is Larchmont the Lad in the 4:20 at Haydock. So that's just in the place market again. Vegas boy placed yesterday, and then the lady, graceful lady, let us down. See, I win, she doesn't. Seems to be what life's like. Football wise, I've got two trades. Both of these are backing over 1.5 goals. If nil nil after 20 minutes, both kick off at 3 o'clock. So if it's sort of 20, 25 minutes in, nil nil, then start backing over 1.5 goals, and I'll drip back that in three stages. St Johnstone versus Motherwell. And Kalmar versus Helsingborg in the Allsvenskan, St Johnstone in the Scottish Premiership, Kalmar versus Helsingborg in the Allsvenskan. I gave you, obviously, the football season is going to start winding down now. I gave you the shorties and things, and that obviously we've got Sunderland Portsmouth today in the League One playoff. Can't call that one myself. Priced it up. Prices are about right. And in the Championship, we've got Villa West Brom, and I made Villa a lot shorter than 1.98. Well, not a lot shorter. I made them about 1.885. So Villa West Brom. I do fancy Villa here at home. Part of me wants them to win as well. I think. Do we want West Brom back in the Premier League? Sorry, Baggies fans. Not for me. Oh, Greg Allen, sorry, mate, forgot about you. Oh, he'll be all upset with me. All right, I've got no dice in the game. We're okay. And Derby Leeds. Again, I thought Leeds were a little bit short here at 2.5. They seem to be tailed off in form in the last few weeks. Derby sort of held on and clinched that spot with good performance last day, but I couldn't really call this one. If I was getting involved, I'd probably back a draw or back a couple of draw score lines, 1-1, 2-2, and trade them. But I'm not involved in either game. I think Villa are a decent price, and Derby Leeds, I can't call it, but the Championships always throw up a little bit of drama, so hopefully we get a couple of good games. So that is it, yeah. That's it today. If you want to see that picture, I'll post it with the podcast on Twitter. But if you're interested in that sort of thing, look him up, David Lloyd. He's got stunning photos. And this one in black and white that she's got me, I'm just overwhelmed by it. It's brilliant. Yeah, just thought I'd share that with you. Those of you coming, I've updated everything, and I've updated the trading sheet for the seminar. Those of you coming to London and Manchester next week, I've got a few spaces if anybody wants them. I will email out about that on Monday. And those coming, I'll send you all the details and timings and things as well on Monday, so that you know exactly what to do. They're only small dues, these ones. They're not great big 40-odd people. These are just little small ones for people who couldn't make the original dates. But I've got a couple of spaces if you want. But if you are coming, don't panic. I will email you on Monday. Have a lovely Saturday, whatever you're doing. If you've got a team in the playoffs, then good luck. And I'll be back in the morning.